This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 28. Shepherd. Our reading comes from John chapter 10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." In youth ministry, we try to communicate the message of Jesus to our students in practical, meaningful ways. Sometimes examples from popular culture can work pretty well, but pop culture changes quickly. For example, if I use the phrase, "where everybody knows your name," people familiar with the 1980s and 90s will immediately think of the TV show Cheers. But barely any of my students today have ever seen or heard of that show. Today's verse reminds me of that phrase from Cheers. Whether we admit it or not, we all like to be known. It can be heartwarming to walk into a room of people who know and appreciate us. It's a setting without barriers and preconceived notions, where people can be themselves and build one another up in love. It's a place of community. Our good shepherd, Jesus, knows us, his sheep, and is willing to lay down his life for us. This is an incredible revelation in our journey of discipleship. We are not following someone who doesn't know us. Our shepherd knows everything about us and loves all of us the same. Our faults don't drive him away. Our successes don't make him love us any more than he already does. And above all, our shepherd shows his love by laying down his very life for us. There's no place we can go and be known and loved as well as we are in the flock of Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for knowing us and for laying down your life for us, for being our good shepherd and making us your sheep. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.